Father, I truly do thank you for all who came out to sit in your presence. I thank you, God, that your angelic host are going throughout the chairs this morning and meeting the needs of the people that have come out. And Father God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit that's so rich within us and so rich within your house. Father, do what you do best to your children. Change and rearrange and meet every need. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, there's so much going on in the world. I've been reading a lot here lately, and you know, a lot of people are saying, let's get real with the church. Let's get real with what's going on in our lives. And let's get real that, you know, there's a lot of sickness in the body of Christ. A lot of divorces in the body of Christ, a lot of pain in the body of Christ, and we need to quit acting like everything's all right. And we need to admit, hey, you know, we have problems too, and we need to become real with the people that we're trying to minister to. Because people look at people in church and say, I can never be like you. Well, maybe you would never want to be like us, amen? Maybe you ought to thank God that you are not like us, but I do. I've always thought that we needed to be real, that we needed to say what, you know, was really going on. And then it's not so hard for a newcomer to be able to receive Christ in all of his goodness. This morning, God's going to talk about resurrection power. I want you to really, whenever you're reading, this is all prophetically from God. But as you read it, I want you to really read what he's saying to you. Pay attention to what he's saying. You know, in the body of Christ, we have a habit. God's trying to get the body of Christ into unity, isn't he? But I can't believe it's so hard for so-called Christians to unify. You always have to pull off into a little clique, you know, and God doesn't want cliques. He wants a body of believers who can interact, who can be real with one another. You know, hey, you know, I'm just not having a good day today, you know, or, you know, I'm just having a lot of troubles and just be able to interact and say, I really need prayer and receive prayer and receive the love of Christ. Because if we can't be unified in the body, I'm going to tell you right now, you'll never be unified out there on the streets. You'll never be able to win souls for Christ. And I don't mean street ministry. I just mean, you know, in the business world or anywhere. You just won't be able to win people to Christ because you're really, truly not unified. And what God is trying to do, he's trying to get down in the very deepest part of our soul. And he's trying to get our soul healed so we can go forth as a true body of believers and heal that world out there that's really messed up. And the world is really messed up. Alma's praying for Texas right now. The tornado's running through there, and I read where two young children were killed. You know, and it's coming our way. The bad weather is, but we need to be thankful for what we have, and we need to be praying for those who are now in trouble, because that's what God tells us to do. I played Resurrection Power first by Chris Tomlin because I wanted you to, I hope you really listen to the song you were singing, and I hope you understand you do have resurrection power within you, and that God is expecting you to use that power and that authority to minister to a lost and dying world. All right? Well, Father God, whatever it is you want to do right now, please, I give you the floor. You can do whatever you want to do, Father God. This is your service. And Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. My children, I want you to believe me, and I want you to trust me with every fiber of your being. I want you to quit leaning upon your own understanding. I want you to quit living in this facade that you live in. I want you to be real to the people that you meet. I want you to be real to me. I want you to be vessels of honor that I can work through. I love you deeply. I love you thoroughly. There isn't any part of you that I don't know about. I am in you and you are in me. Grasp hold of that this season and go forth in total freedom, knowing that I am God. Thank you, Father. You know, God, every time I say, God, what do you want to talk on? He says resurrection power. So I was trying to get my little bit, you know, for the April newsletter, and he said resurrection power, and I said, all right, I give in, because he told me that 2 weeks ago, but I thought it was just me, you know, because we're talking about it. So I just gave in. I said, God, just say whatever you want to say. So that's what it's about in the newsletter too. It's resurrection power. God doesn't want us to live in resurrection power today. He wants us to live in resurrection power all the rest of the days of our lives. You know, when we see, we sort of enjoy just Palm Sunday on Palm Sunday, but we need to live it every day of our lives, every day of the year. Amen. So I put down here, the glory of God is resurrection power. Then God says, I'm going to resurrect what has been dead and buried. Now, please listen to what he's saying. You are about ready to receive the surprises of your lives. All, and I mean all that I have promised, is on its way. You have been patient, and you have been warring for quite some time now, and now is the time for you to receive your just reward for all your faithfulness. Many have just about given up hope, and many were just about to quit the race, but I intervened in time for all to come to fruition. Children, there is so much that has been in the making for quite some time now, and I must fulfill all of my promises to you at this given time. I have been maintaining a steady flow of my anointing into you. See what he said? I have been maintaining a steady flow, not a gush, but a steady flow of my anointing into you, and I have been pouring out my holy oil to give you the power and authority you will need to accomplish all the works I have before you at this given time. I know I speak about resurrection power over and over again, and you have become weary in waiting for this to occur, but now is the appointed time, and you shall see the fulfillment of my promises in your lives. Children, I have not forsaken you. You are too precious to me for me to overlook you in any area of your lives. Will you please trust my word, and will you please know that I stand with you no matter what I call you forth to accomplish? Your life is all booked out before you, and I have not torn out one page since the book of life was written. I want to read that again. Your life, this put me in mind of a dance card. Your life is all booked out before you, and I have not torn out one page since the book of life was written. You are destined to accomplish all that I have called you for to accomplish in this dispensation of time. Did you get that? You are going to do exactly what God has called you for to do now. Not 10 years from now. Now. I know there are so many twisted versions of my word out there. And I know that there are many false prophets out there saying things I never said. But you know the truth. And you will always know the truth. And I tell you beforehand what is about to transpire in your lives. Never think you go to battle half-dressed. I will make sure you have all you need before I send you out among the wolves. Look at that again. Never think you go to battle half-dressed. I will make sure you have all you need before I send you out among the wolves. Then he says, I am gifting you in various ways at this given time, so you can battle the hordes of hell at every turn. You are surely in a safe place with me, and you shall be continually covered with my pinions. I want us to read that again. I am gifting you in various ways at this given time. Why? So you can battle the hordes of hell at every turn. You are surely in a safe place with me, and you shall be continually covered with my pinions. And Psalm 91:4 says, "Then he will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler." God said, "There will be no crack the enemy can crawl through as long as you stay in my perfect will." From this day forward, you're going to stay in God's perfect will. "As I was with Moses, I will be with my children at this given time." And Joshua 1:5 said, "Just as I was with Moses, I will be with you." No one will be able to stop you all your life. "I will not abandon you. I will never leave you." This is, you and God told me this about myself 30 years ago. Let's read that again. "Just as I go with Moses, I will be with you. No one will be able to stop you all your life. I will not abandon you. I will never leave you." It doesn't matter what anybody says or does. God is not going to leave you. Then he says, God says, "As I was with Abraham, I will also be with you." In Genesis 12:1-3, the Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country and your people, leave your father's family, and go to the country that I will show you." Then he said, "I will build a great nation from you. I will bless you and make your name famous. People will use your name to bless other people. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. I will use you to bless all the people on the earth." God says, "As I was with Abraham, I will also be with you." You need to get Genesis 12:1-3 down into your spirit and know that God is using you and he's going to use you to bless other people. All right. God says, "You are surely in a secure place with me, and do not allow the enemy to tell you otherwise. Turn your eyes upon me and keep them there. Do not look to the right nor to the left. Keep your thoughts pure and clean, and never, ever allow the enemy to place negative thoughts into your mind." No more negative thoughts as of today, right? "I am the author and finisher of every fiber of your being." The enemy had to say so. I'm sorry. The enemy had no say so in the making of your being. And I thought that was awesome. "And because of this, I say to you, be secure in me and know that I am with you until the end of the days. Know that I am the one that weeps over you, and know that I am the one that understands each and every thought." God understands everything about you. God said, "I have sent my holy angelic army to watch over you and assist you every time you call. There is a place for you in this heavenly realm that I am bringing back to the earth. Heaven will meet earth, and all will know that I am God of the universe." Let's read that again. "I have sent my holy angelic army to watch over you and assist you every time you call. There is a place for you in this heavenly realm that I am bringing back to the earth." In other words, God is bringing his heavenly realm back here. And there was a place for us in that heavenly realm where God is going to use us to minister to the people. "Heaven will meet earth, and all will know that I am God of the universe. Children, do not trust in man. Keep your focus upon me and never ever mistrust a word I speak to you, either personally or through my true prophets." We need to trust God totally and completely from this day forth. No wavering. God said, "Paul and Silas sat in prison together, but they did not think they were forsaken." Paul and Silas sat in prison together, but they did not think they were forsaken. And so many people sitting in the house of God, when trouble comes their way, they think God has forsaken them. And the first thing they do is curse God. God said, "Paul and Silas knew me, and they knew I was with them, and they sang praises to a king that never forsook them." Acts 16:24. When the jailer heard this special order, he put Paul and Silas far inside the jail and bound their feet between large blocks of wood. And about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing songs to God. The other prisoners were listening to them. Everybody is watching you. And they are seeing how you react in your trials. They are looking to see, watching to see, are you praising God or are you cursing God? God said, children, there are so many souls waiting upon you. They need you to come full circle around and they need you to know the power and authority you have in me. I wish you could see into the hearts of the downtrodden. I really do wish you could see into the hearts of those people that are lost and dying. You wouldn't be judging them the way you are. You would be weeping over them the way God does. God said, I wish you could see from where they come from. If you could see this, you would look at them differently, and you would be more anxious to be out there ministering to them and bringing them out of the miry clay. Children, so many souls already in hell crying out in agony because there is no one there to tell them about my son Jesus and his love for them. My son weeps over those lost souls that he died for. He stands over the lost souls and he weeps because they could have been ministered to if the church would have been about the Father's business. And Luke 19:41 says, Jesus came near Jerusalem, looking at the city, he began to cry for it and said, I wish you knew today what would bring you peace, but it is hidden from you now. Then as you read that, he tells them how they're going to be destroyed. God said, every day holds brand new blessings for those who have committed all of their ways unto me, the author and finisher of their faith. Every day is a brand new day in your walk with me. Listen to what he says here. Every day is a brand new day in your walk with me, for each day holds its own blessings, and each day holds its unique blessings. Tomorrow's blessings will never be like yesterday's blessings. Then he talks to the women. He said, daughters of Zion, hold your heads high, for this is your time to blossom in my kingdom. I'm going to use my women to do great and mighty exploits for me. You shall see miracle after miracle in the ministry that I have placed you in. Never shortchange yourselves. Move forward with total and complete confidence that I am in complete control of all that you do. Then he says, I has not seen nor ear heard what I am about to do with my chosen ones. You have been faithful with a few, and now you are ready to minister to the multitudes. Resurrection day has surely taken you over, and old things have passed away, and all things are brand new, and you shall walk out this newness of life with total power and authority from on high. Let's read that again. I want this in your spirit. Resurrection day has surely taken you over, and old things have passed away, and all things are brand new, and you shall walk out this newness of life with total power and authority from on high. Total power and authority. Then God says, your Father sits on his throne and looks down through the portals of heaven and he smiles upon you as you go forth in total faith, knowing that I am in control and I will never leave nor forsake you. Psalm 33:13 says, the Lord looked down from heaven and saw all the people. From his high throne he looked down at all the people living on earth. He created every person's mind, and he knows what each one is doing. Let's read that scripture again, because I don't think we even understand that. Psalms 33:13, the Lord looked down from heaven and saw all the people. From his high throne, he looked down at all the people living on earth. He created every person's mind, and he knows what each one is doing. God said, you will have a brand new confidence that I do hear your prayers and I do see the heart and I will work all things out as I have spoken in days past. After today, you're going to have a brand new confidence that I do hear your prayers, I do see the heart, and I will work all things out as I have spoken in days past. God said, this will be a new beginning like no other beginning. This will be total resurrection power in its highest form. And it shall do a complete, perfect works for the Father of all lights. This will be a new beginning like no other beginning. So quit trying to make things happen tomorrow that happened today. This will be a new beginning like no other beginning. This will be total resurrection power in its highest form. And it shall do a complete perfect works for the Father of all lights. Oh, how you will light up a room when you walk into it. Isn't that wonderful? When he said that, I remember one time when I went to my aunt's funeral, I walked into the room and everybody got real quiet. They said, "Who is this person who just walked into the room?" And they all watched me walk across the room, and my daddy said, "That's my daughter." And they just stood in awe. They didn't say a word, and I was embarrassed. But, you know, oh, how you will light up a room when you walk into it, when you're God's child. How you will see the miracle-working power at work on all sides, and you will walk in the newness of life, and you will restore new life wherever the palmer and kangworm have stolen it. Did you hear that? How you will see the miracle-working power at work on all sides, and you will walk in the newness of life, and you will restore new life wherever the palmer and cankerworm have stolen it. You will. With the resurrection power in you, God's going to use your vessel for you to do that for him. God said, "You are my perfect people, and you are on the move, and that movement is not going to stop. Shout the victory all day, every day, and send the hordes of hell screaming for safety from your praises." Shout the victory all day, every day, and send the hordes of hell screaming for safety from your praises. Victory cries will be heard all across the nation. The enemy will grow so sick and tired of your voices, and he will try to stop this new movement of victory, but he will not be able to prevail. You are a new breed that I am sending forth to conquer on all sides, and the enemy has no chance with this new breed of believers that will march to a different drumbeat. They will no longer march the drumbeat of this world, because I am bringing purity all across this mighty nation, and all will know that I am God of this universe, and I am in total control of all that is occurring all across this land. God said, "It surely is hallelujah time in my house this morning. It surely is dancing and stomping time in my house. It is freedom time in my house. Resurrection power is in the house." He says, "Deafen the enemy, blind him, and send him into a cycle of confusion that he will not be able to recover from." Then he says, "Praise me, for I am good." Then he says, "My mercy endures forever."